on the line with NASA astronaut Mike Fink. What exactly is the mission, and what is your role in that mission?
So this is a really cool thing, right? We used to have space shuttles, and we would send them up and down to build the space station. And then after space shuttle, we stopped flying space shuttles. And the only way to get up to the space station is with the Russians on Russian Soyuz. But now we have American rockets and spacecraft again, including SpaceX's Dragon. And you might remember earlier this year, we sent up a test mission with Bob and Doug, and they stayed aboard space station for a month, and they really helped out. But now we're sending up a full operational mission. We've proven out that the Dragon is safe. It's good for our crew. And we're going to send four people up to the International Space Station, three Americans and my friend from Japan, Soichi Noguchi. And they're going to really work aboard the space station for 6 months and get a whole bunch of science done. And then they're going to come back and splash down off the coast of Florida, kind of like Bob and Doug did. My role in it is I am in the other spacecraft that we're not launching yet, but it's the Boeing Starliner, and we're getting ready for our first flight coming up soon.
Now, the four-person crew will be up there for 6 months. Is that a standard mission time?
Yes. And I say 6 months, it could be 4.5, it could be 5, it could be up to 6. And so we'll see how long we need them and when the next crew is ready. So it's going to be about 6 months, and that's the standard trip to the International Space Station. I myself have been up there for over a year on 2 6-month missions.
And when you say they'll be doing some science up there, what do you mean by that?
That's one of the main purposes of our International Space Station. In fact, some people say it is the purpose for the space station. And when you take gravity out of the equation, you learn so much more about our universe. So there's a whole gamut of biological science, physical science, and they're going to even be growing radishes in space just to learn more about our universe. Some of that science will be commercial. We've been commercializing the space station, and that's how this whole launch is a commercial launch. NASA don't own that spacecraft. It belongs to SpaceX, and they're we're renting it from them. It's like a rental car. So we're doing the same thing with science. We're doing some commercial science up there. We're even doing some vaccines and some medical science like that. Nothing COVID related, but maybe in the future that's where we make all of our vaccines.
And as you mentioned, this is a collaboration with SpaceX. How do you feel about the mission to Mars?
Oh, well, mission to Mars is a long way in front of us, and it's going to take everyone on the planet kind of working together. It's really hard to get to Mars. We haven't even been back to the moon since 1972, and that's a long time ago. So we're getting our collaborations working. We're getting our new fancy high technology together, and SpaceX is going to be one of the partners with NASA to go to the moon and beyond.
And what preparations are the astronauts going through as they get ready to launch?
So this crew has been training for well over a year for learning how to run the space station, being ready for their science experiments, but also getting how to fly a new spacecraft. That took a lot of work. They are definitely ready. So now they are in quarantine, like super quarantine, not like the regular quarantine that we're all going through now. But they're in super quarantine in Florida. And tomorrow they're going to wake up in the late morning. They're going to put on their spacesuits and walk out to the spacecraft and launch. So they're doing all the very last minute preparations, understanding the weather how the weather's going to be in the morning, and in case they have to make an emergency splashdown where the weather is. They're going through the last minute crew procedures just to make sure they get safely to the space station.
And we've seen launches rescheduled before due to weather. What are the weather conditions that could, reschedule or cancel this launch?
Well, so far, fingers crossed, the weather's looking good in Florida. Things that can affect the weather is if we get a thunderstorm nearby, if we see lots of lightning. In very gentle rain and things like that, the Falcon 9 rocket on which the Dragon sits, the SpaceX complex there, they can go to, it can handle it. But if there's lightning or anything or super high winds, we're going to just say, hey, discretion is the better part of valor. And it's much better to do it right a few days later than to risk it too much on game day.
And so, the astronauts arrive at the International Space Station. What are those first actions that they're going to take? What are the priorities of work?
Yeah, so it's really exciting, right? You've been waiting your whole life, or at least the past 4 or 5 years, getting ready for this mission, and then you finally make it and dock to the space station, and you open the doors, and it is such an exciting moment. So they're gonna once they make sure that the Dragon is successfully docked to the space station and has an airtight seal, they're gonna open up the hatches on both sides because there's hatches on both sides. They're going to go through, so there's a nice little tunnel, so nobody has to wear spacesuits or anything like that. They're going to be wearing their finest polo shirts, I believe, for this mission, and they're going to cross the hatch, and immediately we're going to do a quick press conference just to show the world that they made it safely, and say how excited they are, because it's a pretty cool historical moment. And as soon as those cameras turn off, it starts a business, and these guys haven't even had a chance to sleep on the Dragon. They're going to be working straight all the way through from the time they woke up. They're going to start, and one of the first things we do aboard the space station is do a safety walkthrough and make sure everybody knows where all the important safety gear is in case there's a depressurization or fire or something like a chemical hazardous gas coming through. And so it's a safety first. Then I think they're going to have a meal together. I know the crew aboard space station is looking forward to the company.
Are we talking a catered filet mignon kind of situation, or what will they be eating?
Oh, we're talking about the finest freeze-dried and thermally stabilized pouches, meals ready to eat that we can provide. So the food aboard space station is pretty good, but it's not the same wonderful food that we have here on planet Earth for sure.
And as you said, this is a historic moment. How is the launch of Crew One changing human spaceflight?
Well, we are providing more options and more access to space. Up until just recently, pretty much the only way to get into space is to be a government astronaut. And right now, we're sending up government astronauts still. But Crew One represents the fact that NASA can buy a service from SpaceX, so can other companies. And there's a company out there, a couple of them, that are working with SpaceX and with Boeing to secure launches that NASA won't have anything to do with, except that if they decide to go to the space station, then we work with them. But pretty much right now, if you have the money, you can go to Boeing or SpaceX and schedule a launch and go fly to space if you want. It's still very expensive, so but I think there's some companies that are going to be able to make some good business cases and start making money in space. And once there's money in space that people can realize, that's going to spur American industry and American economy, provide more jobs and more opportunities for people to go fly in space. Only 550 people approximately have ever been into space and in orbit, and I'm very blessed and glad to be one of them, but I really wish more people could see what I've seen.
And we certainly do have a lot of space nerds here in the newsroom. What is the best way viewers can stay up to date on the launch?
Well, all she needed to go is to nasa.gov, and there'll be a link there, and you can watch everything. Also, if you on some of the social media platforms, such as Facebook and Twitter, you'll be able to watch and get the latest updates, including the live launch of the crew to the International Space Station tomorrow afternoon.
And this is NASA astronaut Mike Fink. Mike, thank you so much for speaking with WAMC today. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's fantastic, and a big cheer to all my friends out in Albany, New York.